Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
FM 104's Select Irish, and every week we chat to an artist about the first gig they ever went to. This week we're joined by Niamh Berry. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for popping in.
Thank you.
How was Paddy's for you?
It was really nice, actually. I was in Collins Barracks in the Gorgeous. Festival quarter playing a gig last night. So, yeah, it was really, really lovely.
Yeah, it is nice vibes. In there. Yeah, it is really nice in there. And we're talking gigs. So what was the first gig you ever went to?
The first gig I really remember going to was Alicia Keys in The Point, back when it was The Point. Yeah, I was way at the back. I was about 9 and my big brother Al took me. And it was amazing. I was a big fan of Alicia Keys. And I got like a little t-shirt with her face on it, which I think I've gotten rid of since, which I'm really upset about, but yeah.
What was it about the gig or the concert that stuck with you?
I just really loved Alicia Keys as a kid, and like for me she was like a really good example of a woman writing her own music, playing her own instruments, so she really like stuck out to me as, I don't know, a good role model, I guess, for women in music at the time.
100%, mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. At that point, had you started yourself already?
I was writing like little pop songs at that point. I had like a little cassette player and I'd like write just, yeah, terrible pop songs. But I was like singing and performing at that stage. I was like a bit of like a stage school kid. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was on stage from like a pretty early age.
What was it then to push you into it a bit more professionally then?
I guess when I started writing properly, I just saw it as a really great tool for self-expression.
Yeah.
So yeah, my style has changed a little bit since I was 9. And I started learning guitar, so that kind of shaped, I suppose, the sound a little bit more.
What is your background with music? How did it all start for you?
Well, I come from a pretty musical family. All my family play and sing.
So it was likely?
Yeah, pretty likely. And yeah, I started learning guitar when I was about 10. Mm-hmm. And then started writing songs a bit more seriously as a teenager. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but I've kind of always performed in one way or another.
Do you remember your own first gig?
I guess, yeah. My first gig as like a performer, like performing my own songs, was probably in my 20s. Mm-hmm. I moved to England in my early 20s, and I was performing with a duo there. Of the Clay. It was a mm-hmm. folk duo. So I guess that was my first. I mean, my real first gig was like the Holy Communion.
Oh, cool. Okay.
When I was sort of about 8. And mm-hmm. I think it was like, Here I Am, Lord, or something.
Oh, I mean, I remember that well.
Yeah. If we're going back that far, that was probably my first gig.
Do you remember the feelings of your first gig?
Which one?
Maybe the second one.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's something just really joyful about singing in front of an audience and connecting with people mm-hmm. On another level. That's you know, different from the daily level, I guess, of connecting people. And that's what I love about performing. It's kind of, it takes you to a different place.
What has been your favourite performance so far?
I really love Vicar Street. Who doesn't?
Great venue. Yeah.
I've never done a headline show there, but I've played a few times. So I played there at the Folk Awards actually just last month.
Gorgeous.
And I had a really amazing band with me. And it's something about that room. It's a big enough room, but it actually feels quite small and cozy when you're on the stage. So I think any time I'm there, it's really, really enjoyable.
It also holds so much history as well. Like so many greats have played there as well. I think that kind of adds to the whole era of the place too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
You're getting ready to release your debut album.
Yes.
What does that feel like?
It feels amazing. Yeah. Yellow Roses is the title of the album, and I've been working on it for a few years now. I worked with some absolutely incredible musicians. My friend Breen McGlynn from Ye Vagabonds produced it with me and recorded it and engineered it. So I'm really, really proud of it, and I can't wait for people to hear the whole thing.
And Yellow Roses is the same track as number 8 on the album.
Yes.
But why did Yellow Roses get the nod?
It's a song. So Yellow Roses, the title track, is a song I wrote about my grandmother. And for me, she was kind of a great example of finding resilience and strength in beautiful things and in nature. And so I guess in a way I wanted it to be a little tribute to her.
That's lovely. And also Yellow Roses are just so happy and
positive. I think
positive. Yeah,
it is quite a positive album. There's a bit of darkness in there as well, but I think I struck a balance, I hope.
I think that's life as well, though. You know, you take the good with the bad. And
yeah.
That comes through in creativity as well.
Yeah.
So the tour kicks off in April.
Yes.
You're going to be in Dublin in Whelan's on the 28th of April.
Yes.
Are you all sorted? Are you all prepared?
Yeah, I think so. Getting there. That's going to be a full band show.
Nice.
So I'm going to have double bass and cello and keys with me. I'm really excited. We still have to rehearse and get everything ship shape, but it's going to be a really, really nice show. It'll mark the end of the tour. I'm doing a bunch of dates in Ireland and the UK as well before that. So,
where can people find out all the information if they fancy a road trip?
Neveberry.com. If you click on the live link on my website, you can find all the dates there.
And then your debut album, Yellow Roses, is out on the 29th of March. And then, as we mentioned, you'll be in Whelan's on the 28th of April. You're going to perform Budapest for us now.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about this song.
This is a song I wrote a few years ago. I guess for me, it's a song about feeling like a small part of a big world, which is a feeling that I think is really important to have, to feel connected to the greater story outside of your own. So, it's called Budapest because I really love the idea of being anonymous in a big city. It's a feeling I really like. So in my mind, I was thinking of, you know, what would happen if you just upped and moved to Budapest.
Started again.
Yeah. So that's a little bit about what the song is about.
Excellent. This is Neve Berry with Budapest on FM 104.
Hot coffee helps. The sky is clear, but you can't tell, clever as you were, if what we see when we look up our satellites are the stars. Mm-hmm.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.